Hey guys, how's it going? This is ATP Podcast 2020. What's up, what's up? We're here with Michaela Franklin.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
She is a aspiring person. I've been knowing her for a while. She goes to the University of Montevallo. I said it right?
Yeah.
It's in Alabama. She's a super great person. What do you do?
At school?
Yeah, at school.
So I'm in my fourth year, graduating in May. I've played soccer since I was four and decided in high school that I wanted to further my collegiate career and go play somewhere. So currently I'm playing Division II soccer. It's kind of my last semester. Things are kind of winding down for me. I think in the spring I'll probably be helping out more with like the younger girls, you know, the freshmen that have just come in and like anybody that's new. And I'm a mass communication major. I work on the on-campus news team. I help a lot of with like on-camera stuff as an anchor, producer, any way that I can, and just try and get the most experience. So
you're originally from California, right? Correct?
Yes.
And how was that shift leaving California to go out there for university alone, right?
Yes. So, I don't know. Everyone always thinks it's some big major culture shock. I don't know if it's just me and I'm an optimistic person, but I actually had visited, during my college search, I visited a few schools. I visited one in Maine, like as far as you can go,
as
like
far,
half a mile away from Canada, like I drove past the border of Canada. And then I visited a school in Missouri. And then I remember during my college search, I was like so stressed out because I went to Maricosta, so everyone was already committed to like these big schools, you know, wearing their Stanford shirts,
yeah.
The Berkeley shirts, Harvard, you know, and some really good athletes, you know. So I'm pretty sure I was the last one in my class to commit. I was like really, really late. And I remember being at a Las Vegas like showcase tournament, and I probably played the last game to have like an opportunity to actually like be looked at. And I remember getting in the car and just crying, like bawling, because I thought I played so bad and I was just like, that was my last chance. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not playing college soccer, you know? And then I got this email from these coaches and they reached out to me. They liked my highlight video and they actually wanted to fly me out to Alabama. Like, I didn't have to pay for the flight, which was also my concern because my parents had been spending like a lot of money on like sending me on to other schools. So they paid for me, and I literally knew the moment I flew into like Alabama that was where I was meant to be. I don't know why, unknown, like
just felt like that.
Literally just had this feeling. I hadn't even like touched down yet. I was just flying over, and like, and it was beautiful. And I literally
flying over, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I literally spent a few days there. It was like my recruiting trip, and I actually committed to the school. I had the meeting with the coach at the end, you know, made his offer. I don't even think if he made his offer. I think I just committed. I was like, I'm coming here. Like, really? I want to go here. I didn't even tell my parents. Like, they'll tell you today. Like, she committed without even telling us. So, I committed to go there, and the rest is history. I've loved it. I know I kind of got off topic with the question, but
that's all right.
Basically, the transition hasn't really been hard for me. I think the hardest part was like not having my family there, my parents, you know, you spend like every day of your life with them, like from kindergarten to 12th grade. But I didn't really miss LA. Like, I'm not crazy about the city. I love where I live, you know, but I think the hardest part was just like not having my family and like being in college alone. You go through a lot of things, you know. Like, if you had drama in high school or something, you could just go home, shake it off. Like, no, you live with everyone there.
Yeah, I live with that there, yeah.
You live with everyone there, so you can't go running home to mommy every time something bad happens, you know? So, I kind of had to get used to, like, picking up the phone and just having a conversation and then hanging up, and that's it. So, as location-wise, wasn't really a hard transition. It's nice to have, like, a slower pace, but I did miss my family. That was something that took me like 2.5 years to get used to.
And like, talking about family and all that, what is something that you would say gets you throughout the whole day, or a soccer tournament or something? What is like some sort of a daily mantra or something that you go by?
I think selflessness, honestly, just genuinely having like the sense of selflessness. Long story here, but when I first came into my school, my coaches sold me on like a 1-12 record. That's one win, 12 losses. Yeah. And it was when I first got there my freshman year, wasn't necessarily like a good team dynamic. There's a lot of like selfishness going on the team and just didn't match, you know. Like fast forward to my senior year, on the field, whenever I get tired or like whenever I'm doing something where I'm really mentally and physically challenged, like I think about who I'm doing it for, you know. I think about the people back home. I think about, you know, the freshmen that look up to me, my friends, like my family, and kind of just thinking like, yeah, this, a part of this is for me, you know. But I think the exchange of having like the respect from other people because of your selfish or selflessness, I think that's like the far greater reward in the end, honestly.
So, I like that. Yeah. The energy off of that.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself going a couple years from now?
Man. I think right now I'll probably just like move back home and figure it out.
You finish in May, right?
Yeah, I graduated in May, so hopefully move back home and figure it out. I think this next season, like 2020, is going to be a huge like growing opportunity for me, you know.
2020 vision.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm kind of a dreamer like you, you know. And
yeah,
I think everyone's dreamers, and I think a lot of places where people lack is just like being scared to go after their dreams. Yeah. You know, and so my goal for this year is like not to be afraid to like go after my dreams. And where I see myself, hopefully a business owner, you know. I don't really want to work for anyone, but I know that having dreams and reaching your goals comes with a cost, you know. I know. Yeah, you know that. Yeah. So
just talking about that.
Yeah, definitely.
And when you say dreams, what is a dream to you? Like, what is that, achieving a dream? Just that.
Ooh, achieving a dream.
I just pulled that. I usually do that in podcasts. I'll just think about what somebody's saying and I'll pull that.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. I would say achieving a dream would be like self-fulfillment, but
I like that.
I think it comes with so much. Like, yeah, you get self-fulfillment, but I feel like humans are always going to want more, you know. They're always going to want more than what you're given. So
I think
the steps to like achieving that dream is like the ultimate. It's like the greatest thing, you know. Those like those steps and that growth is like the greatest thing in like achieving a dream. And because you just gain so much knowledge, like, and what you do with that knowledge, hopefully you teach someone else that, like, you inspire someone else who, like, you'll meet, because you will meet people who, like, are going through the same things that you went through, like, 4 years ago, and, like, I think having that opportunity to, like, pass that on to people,
yeah,
and those steps is, like, ultimately achieving that dream, like, to motivate, to inspire, and, I don't know, I feel like humans can be really selfish sometimes, and I think the greatest thing is to like be able to like give to other people something that like you never had at the time. So yeah.
Do you believe that, talking about sharing knowledge and all that, that we come across everybody in our life for a certain reason? Are you a believer of that? It's like 40-20.
Well, because so I just read something in this book that I'm reading that I kind of believe. I kind of want to pull it out. I can't remember what it said. She said something that she doesn't necessarily believe that like everything in your life happens for a reason, but like you can. Here we go. She says, "I don't believe everything happens for a specific reason, but I do believe it's possible to find purpose even in the absence of explanation." And honestly, I think that's like, I don't know. I'm literally always someone that says like everything happens for a reason. You meet these, yeah, people for a reason, but like I think, I'm not sure if it happens for a reason, you know, like only God knows that, but I think everything does have a purpose for sure. I think everyone that you meet and come across like serves a purpose like to your life, like one way or another, you know. Because like when you instantly meet someone, you instantly have like a conversation with someone, you're already forming like thoughts and like opinions and
the second you meet somebody
exactly
that's
and those are things that like you'll never be able to like erase or forget as long as like you know that person. So I don't know, I think everyone is meant to like show you something about yourself, honestly.
Some sort of aspect.
Yeah.
I have another question for you. If you can go back in time, talking about like life and people and everything, if you can go back in time a couple years ago to when you were 16, what would you tell yourself? What would be something you'd tell yourself?
I think about this a lot. I think I've definitely changed a lot since I was in high school, as you should, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully everyone's changed since high school.
I know.
I wish I could have told myself to be patient with yourself and be patient with others, you know? I don't think you truly understand the growing process of life until you're like at an older age and you actually start to like appreciate the little things around you. You don't
family, yeah, culture, everything.
Yeah, but it's no mistake that like why people always say, oh, like you're gonna be a lot closer with your parents when you're in your 20s, you know? That's literally no mistake, because you don't really understand the growing process and like life and stuff. I know I'm talking like I know life and everything, but I really don't. But like at that age in high school, like you're worried about the dumbest things. You're worried about boys. You're worried about like, you know, not saying going to college is stupid, but like you're a lot stressed out when in high school about grades and, you know,
the
SAT and like all that. But I don't know. I wish I could have told myself just like be patient with yourself, be patient with others, and I guess don't have such an extreme outlook on everything, you know? I think I had like a really extreme outlook on life at one point and was like, no, like right is right, like wrong is wrong, it's either black or white. And I think like now that I'm a little bit more mature, I think I've learned a little bit more of like a gray area, and learning that like although right is right to me and wrong is wrong to me, it might not be right and wrong to somebody else, you know?
Different perspectives.
Yeah, and having that and understanding that not everyone's gonna have the same opinion as you, not everyone's gonna have the same belief, and not everyone's gonna believe in the same God as you, and that's okay. Like, you can still be friends, you can still like make friendships and like build something with like other people. And like, I really think that's the beauty of life, is like learning to get along with people who literally aren't like you, you know? Like, that's probably
I think that's like the biggest challenge, like getting along with people just like that.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, it's literally a challenge every
you,
oh, that's probably my biggest challenge. It's like I always find myself saying like, I just don't understand, like I don't understand, you know? I don't understand why people are like the way that they are, like etc., you know? But it's definitely a growing challenge every day, because I think some people are better at it than others, you know, because they're able to understand like what other people go through or why they would like why they are the way that they are. And like it's definitely a something I still struggle with today, but I think I'm a lot better at it, and it's something that I'm working to
getting better and better every day.
Yeah, absolutely. So
it's an ongoing project.
Oh, for sure.
It is. What do you have planned aligned for this year? What do you got going on? 2020 vision.
Just graduating in May, and figure out like what the next step in my life is, you know, like going into like freshman year of school. I think you have like a 4-year plan, you know, of like what you're going to do, like what's going to happen, the classes you need to take, like the credits you need to get. And like now, like, I don't really, unless I set it for myself, there is no more like 4-year plan, you know? Like, you don't have an advisor to like help you through life anymore. Like, yeah, you can have your mentors and
stuff. You have a financial advisor.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't have someone telling you this is what you need to do. Like, and you have your parents, but I think just figuring out those next steps for my life. I've definitely been thinking a lot about like a blog that I started a few years ago. I just got like the notification whether or not I want to renew it, you know. Something I've paid for the past 2 years but never really put use to it. So I'm thinking about like bringing that back to life. Doing a lot more writing, reading.
What was your blog about?
It was just about, I guess, a lot of different things. I didn't necessarily have a focus. I just shared some stories and life lessons that, like, I had learned myself from, like, books I read, or just, like, a journey to, like, self-love, because I think I found a lot of self-love in college, a lot of self-love that I didn't have in high school. And yeah, so I kind of want to expand it more to like sharing other people's stories and like connecting women in their 20s to like each other, because I think a lot of us go through a lot of things and we're really silent about it until like someone speaks out about it and they're like, well, that happened. Kind of like the Me Too movement, you know, not to that same extent of like, you know, that topic, but just like sharing stories, you know, about like growth and like having someone relate to you and like, yeah, so stuff like that.
Also, okay, what would you say is something that's, I mean, we all go through ups and downs. Mm-hmm. What is something that helps you go through those up and downs? Where have you found yourself that's been a situation where it's been a super downer, but you got yourself through that? How did you get yourself through that?
I think for the most part, I'm a pretty positive person. I don't really like bathing myself in negativity because, like, that's really, it's drowning, honestly. I think something my parents always taught me is like life goes on. Like a lot of the feelings that like you may feel, or the sadness or like the anger, a lot of it's temporary. So I think the motto life goes on really sticks with me, you know.
Yeah,
like I won't be thinking about this moment a few years from now, and I won't feel the same way.
Every
that
situation
I feel now.
Changes.
Yeah, exactly.
The season.
I think also just seeing the silver lining in every situation. I know it can be tough and like a lot of things, you know, I know people go through like a lot of traumatic experiences, but there's always like a silver lining, always, no matter what you've been through. And I think that's probably what gets me through like tough times. So yeah,
getting through the ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
So you are now a senior year, right?
Yes.
And Montevallo.
Good old Montevallo. Yeah.
Would you say that university is required to pursue a higher form of life? Since you are in school, so I want to ask you, somebody that's currently going to school.
That's a tough question. I think it depends, you know, if you want to be a doctor. Obviously, you can't be a doctor without education, you know.
Yeah.
But it depends on what you want to do, honestly. I can't say yes or no, because
it's like a 50-50.
Yeah, it's honestly a 50-50. Like what works for some people might not work for other people. I would say if you want to be a business owner, university is not required. Yeah, it can help in certain ways, and like you can attest that, you know, we talked about it earlier, but it really just depends what you want to do. I think going to college and going away to college, like from your home, can just reveal so much about yourself than you'll ever know, you know. I think
from meeting the people, from like
from
everything,
meeting
being
people,
away,
from living alone, to learning to live with roommates, to having to just take care of yourself and take care of your own stuff and like be on your own, you know, ass about everything. But like I think university can bring, like, I'm very passionate about like how much the growth it brings to someone's life, you know, and how much growth it can show you in 4 years. And I don't know if I could have experienced that much growth if I'd never had went away to school. If I stayed at home and went to school here, definitely would not be the person that I am today, you know. So I'm really passionate.
So shout out to that for you then.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm definitely passionate about the growth that it can bring to someone's life. Yeah.
And also, okay, being a woman in the athletic community, have you ever experienced any like any backlash or anything, or any people like, you know, looking the type of way? Because I know that's one thing, being a woman in the community of the athletic world. I previously did a podcast, shout out to Kara, she's a personal trainer, she's told me about her, you know, her stuff. So I ask you, have you gone through anything or experienced or seen anything?
I would say I haven't experienced anything personally, but there's definitely like a lot of observations, you know. I think definitely men's sports have a lot more what's it called, not opportunity, but a lot more benefits. Like I notice a lot of men's sports have a lot more gear at my school.
Really?
It's supposed to be equal funding for everyone, but I'm not sure, you know, every team's different. So I notice a lot of the guys get a lot more gear than some of the women's sports. And you know, there's some women's sports at my school too that they have a lot of gear, but I think it just depends on the size and everything. But
yeah.
They also, I personally feel like men's sports get a lot more marketing at my school. I think that's just kind of how it is, like, probably at, like, a lot of schools. But at times I feel like my team won a championship this year, you know? Like, that's the first championship, like, any team at my school has won in, like, a really, really long time. Really? So
that, well, that's dope that you got to be part of that.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, like, for my last year. But, like, if you look at, like, the social media, sometimes I feel like there's, like, right now we're in basketball season. I feel like there's a lot more basketball photos and basketball marketing and cooler graphics. And, like, they show all the stats after every game and, you know, stuff like that. So those are just, like, little things I see.
That you've seen come across.
Definitely. But, you know, men's sports have always been a lot more popular than women's sports. But,
Well, hopefully we can change that, no?
Absolutely, definitely. I mean, it's happening. It's happening.
I know, it is already happening, too. I think Nike is, like, one of the biggest campaigners, too. Like, they're trying to, like, put very much diversity out there.
Definitely.
From what I've seen. They have hijabs now, too. Mm-hmm. Like, swimwear hijabs and all that.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did see that.
What's a big difference do you think going into 2020 the world can start to work on or needs to?
I think what we touched on earlier, just being respectful to each other's beliefs and, like, understanding that everyone's different, not everyone's gonna think the same way. And I think our country is going through, like, a lot of...
Going through a lot right now.
A lot right now, definitely.
It's, like, barely the first week of January and we have a lot.
Yeah, especially politically, too. So I think if everyone learned that not everyone's gonna have the same opinion and you don't have to necessarily agree with the person next to you, if we can all learn to just respect each other, like, that would be cool. I think our country has lacked a lot of respect, so,
yeah. It has over time. I feel like it's... History has a weird way of, like, repeating itself.
Definitely, 100%.
And that's where I feel like the our generation can do something, though. Definitely, like, I just think it's the old-timers, in a way, that are still, you know, relevant in certain positions that they still have word of mouth to do certain actions and stuff. Yeah. But it's up to us, I think, definitely to step up when the time comes, or maybe even now, you know?
I definitely think one of the important things, though, is to, like, put each other in other people's shoes, or, like, put ourselves in other people's shoes, because what would we do if we were in those old timers' shoes? We'd probably be just like them, you know? What would they do if they were in our shoes? They'd probably be just like us. So you'll never really know until you're put in the situation. Even though our generation likes to know, likes to act like we know everything, we really don't.
We're more just, I would say this generation is probably just more open-minded, definitely.
Definitely.
Than any previous generation has been.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the 70s was
a
little more too.
I
think this is the first time in history that, you know, a whole, like, generation from 90s, 80s, or whichever decade you want to say, is a open-minded generation. And from now on, we have social media, we have internet stuff, we have many, like, news outlets that, you know, we can put a word of mouth out there, we can show stuff that are happening in the world.
Absolutely.
So I feel like if we have that potential to do so, then we got to get that going.
Absolutely.
So I think over this whole, like, new decade of the 20s, too, like, the 20s, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think social media plays a big role in our generation. Like,
it
can, it has a lot of positives.
In a bad and good way,
It has a lot of positives, it has a lot of negatives. It's kind of however you consume it, you know? But I definitely think it's been able to make our generation one of the most, like, relatable generations ever, you know? Because I think the same things have happened to older generations have happened to us, but we actually speak about them. But I don't think people would have been speaking about them if social media never existed, you know, because we get to see stories and then we get to relate to them. And, like, older generations were kind of taught to just shut up,
just
and sit down,
keep it pushing,
live your life, you know.
It's like if we were to give somebody an iPhone back in the 30s.
Imagine.
Like,
definitely.
It would be a whole game changer. We probably would have been more advanced now. Who knows where we would have been now.
Definitely. So, I mean, we're already extremely advanced. Like, there's so much out there. I feel like we don't even know what to do with ourselves anymore. It's like right when you think, how can this get more advanced?
It keeps something new,
like an iPhone, three cameras. I always think, how can it get more advanced? Like, how can it get better than this? And then they come out with something with three cameras.
Yeah, that's,
like,
crazy.
I don't even know what would be next, honestly.
I don't either. I think I saw when I said, like, 3D technology, like, the software pops out now.
I'm waiting for that, honestly. I'm waiting
FaceTime,
for that.
Virtual FaceTime?
Yeah. Like, I'm literally,
pops out right here.
Literally, I'm waiting for that. But, yeah. yeah, definitely social media has a lot of, like, our world to be just so connected, and it's a blessing, but it's also a curse sometimes, honestly, but...
It's how you use it, I think.
Yeah.
It's how you use it, definitely how you perceive it, and what you do with your time on mm-hmm. it, because you can do a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
But just make sure you're doing the right things.
Definitely.
Getting back to the subject of sports, what is something that gets you ready for your game day or practice? Like, how do you, because you were talking about that, how do you, like, manage a schedule, having school, I know you're in a relationship, having a relationship life,
mm-hmm.
having to eat, having to just, you know, daily adulting, how yeah. would you say, what is something you would tell any younger viewers or anybody going into college or anybody right now?
Just find your own routine, you know. It might not happen your freshman year, it might not even happen your sophomore year, but constantly be in the search for your own routine. Having your own routine is just so important to surviving college, honestly, and being able to manage all those things like school and your sport and your friendships and your relationships and your social life. Just try and have a balance, honestly. I know there's people who are, like, more into school and their social life suffers for that, or, like, more into social life and their school suffers for that. I think having one of the best things is always, like, searching for, like, a balance and, like, being grounded in where you are in that moment. Different things work for different people, you know. Right now, like, being at home, it's kind of hard for me to have a routine because there's just so much going on and so much distraction.
Yeah, there's always, like, something
yeah
going on
just
too.
So much distraction. And but when I'm at school, you know, like, I'm a go-getter, like, nonstop. Like, I don't have a problem getting to the gym or, like, doing this and that, you know.
Self-focus.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's just my best advice. Like, don't, like, just be patient with yourself. Don't get frustrated. And constantly be on that search for your routine. Different things work for different people. And always take time for yourself. Like, it's really tough living with people all the time and being surrounded by, like, 20 other hormonal women my age. Like, take time for yourself. Like, go get your nails done, go read a book,
go get your nails,
like,
done.
Yeah, go pick up a book, go work out, go for a run, you know. So yeah, that's
and,
my best advice.
What is something that gets you ready for game day? What's, like, a sort of mantra to yourself?
So it's kind of weird, but this year, the beginning of season, something to kind of calm me down before a game, I would literally watch Netflix, like, in the locker room. It's so weird, but I would watch shows, and then I started playing some of the best games that I've played in all 4 years. So I think, like, have an imagination. Like, take yourself to a place that you don't, like, feel nervousness or, like, anxiety, because, like, playing college sports, it's really, really nerve-wracking, you know. And I don't know, I kind of suffered with, like, being anxious before games, like, a lot, you know, and, like, everyone does, you know. And I guess just find, I know people that would, like, read books before a game. I'm like, yo, I'd fall asleep, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But some people listen to music. My routine is just watching Netflix, you know. Like, literally, I'd watch a show every single second I could up until we had to warm up, so, and that helped me.
What type of shows would you watch?
I can't
so
even,
I'm curious. Like,
so, I was watching Rhythm and Flow at one point, so that was pretty cool, because I literally would forget, like, oh, shoot, I'm about to play a soccer
yeah.
game, which is a kind of a bad thing, but it's also a good thing, because it kind of reminds me, like, I do this to have fun also, you know, because there's a lot of seriousness, you know, everyone wants to win a championship, everyone wants to go to the NCAA tournament, like, but it's kind of nice to forget about all of those worries and just be in the present. And
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, I'd watch Rhythm and Flow, I'd watch this Spanish show called Gran Hotel.
Gran Hotel.
Yeah, and I would watch, I can't remember what it's called, I think it's like Unstoppable or Unbelievable, it's like a true story. About a guy that sneaks into, like, women's, he was, like, in the military, and he had raped several women, and he was really good at, like, hiding his tracks, like, left, like, an insane amount of, like, small amount of, like, DNA. Yeah, really weird to watch before a soccer game, but
yeah.
I mean, it worked for me.
Yeah,
so.
Take you out.
Yeah.
And talking about how 2020 now, then do you have any projects or anything, like, from the blog? Do you have anything else that you have, like, maybe from here to December?
I'd say just stay tuned, you know? We'll have to see, but...
It's a big stay tuned.
I know what creativity brings me, but if you're my friend or my family member, just get ready for me to ask you to share some of your stories, you know? But,
hey.
Yeah.
What is, last question I'm gonna ask you right here, what is ATP to you? When you hear ATP, all the possibilities, what is your own perspective of all the possibilities?
I think...
What do you feel when you hear that?
I think there's just like a endless amount of like possibilities out there for people, you know, and there's so many different routes you can take in life, and it's kind of like the concept of life is what you make it, you know. Literally so many people out there who have made it say like you can literally do whatever you want in life, like as long as you do this, this, and this, like, you can literally do whatever you want in life. And I think if everyone can, like, buy into that concept of, like, you know, you can do whatever. I don't think everyone's made to do everything, you know?
Yeah.
I think people have, like, certain gifts that they were, like, put on Earth for, but you can literally take your gifts and run with it and just create a lot of possibilities. So, yeah.
ATP.
Yeah.
Thank you for
absolutely.
Coming out with the podcast
Thank
today.
Thank you. Thank you for having
Franklin.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say?
No, it's just
a little 2020 energy.
2020 is a year of growth and self-love, and I hope everyone finds that because it's so essential for your life. So yeah,
thank you guys for listening. This was the first podcast of the year.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you guys. 2020 vision. Looking forward for you guys to hear more. Thank you guys. Catch you guys later.